CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News. It's Sunday, the 1st of November 2020. Here are the main news headlines. GNU Radio on tonight at 8. Introduction to presentations go online. Yahoo Groups closes soon. The next Tonight at 8 is this Monday, the 2nd of November. Heather Lomond, M0HMO, will give a beginner's introduction to using GNU Radio to create simple amateur radio projects. Starting from the beginning, Heather will introduce the GNU Radio programming environment, develop a little of the theory needed to understand SDRs, and then go on to use some simple GNU radio blocks to build a receiver based on one of the super cheap SDRs. Finally, she'll show you how to build more complex radio systems and where to go to take things to the next level. Do encourage people to listen to this webinar, particularly if they're new or returning licensees. More information on the RSGB website. The individual presentations from the Introduction to ... stream at the RSGB convention online that took place on the 10th of October are now available to watch. You can catch up on the ones you missed or take the opportunity again to see the ones you enjoyed most. See them on the RSGB's channel on YouTube. Just a reminder for listeners who use or who have subscribed to a Yahoo group. On the 15th of December, groups.yahoo.com or Yahoo Groups and a list and its list service will be shut down. Many amateurs are still using Yahoo Groups and not groups.io. If you want more information, go to help@yahoo.com. The RSGB sometimes receives complaints regarding incidences of deliberate jamming or foul or inappropriate language on the air and is trying to quantify the size of the problem. A Freedom of Information request to Ofcom showed only 3 identifiable reports submitted between the 1st of January 2015 and the 31st of December 2019. The RSGB would like to hear from radio amateurs who have reported similar problems direct to Ofcom, not the RSGB, during this period and after following the operator advisory services advice. For further information, include how to submit your reports to the Society, please go to the RSGB website. Results of the IRTS 80 metre counties contest held on the 6th of October have now been published. Band conditions were good for this contest, which kept local and overseas stations busy for the hour. 35 logs were submitted showing participation from 22 EI and GI counties, as well as 12 overseas DXCC entities. See the IRTS.ie website for more. The RSGB will once again be participating in the annual Yota Month activities of December due to COVID-19, will not be encouraging large group events and all participants should remain within national and local guidelines. GB20 Yota is available for full licence holders to book an appointment slot within a set calendar shown on the GB20 Yota QRZ.com page. All operations should be focused with the intention to get young people on the air. To register your interest or reserve an operating slot, contact Jamie, M0SDV, via email to yota.month@rsgb.org.uk. The proceedings from the 19th of September RSGB board meeting are now online. Of particular note is that the media and public interest in amateur radio continues. RSGB membership numbers are still rising and examination numbers are still buoyant, with an increasing number of candidates progressing to the next licence level. Now, the special event news. Members of the HCDX group will be active as HD1X from a remaining tropical rainforest in Ecuador. Grid reference FI09IV. Active until the 3rd of November at 1700 UTC. They will use various HF bands, including 3017 and 12, using SSB-SSTV and FT4/FT8. Larry, G4HLN, will be active as GB4CKS between the 1st and the 14th of November. He'll operate CW and some SSB on 40 to 10 metres, marking the 85th anniversary of the death of Australian record-setting aviator Sir Charles Kingsford Smith, who disappeared on the 8th of November 1935 off the coast of Myanmar, which was then Burma, whilst trying to break the England-Australia speed record, QSL via G4HLN Director via the Bureau. Pittsburgh's radio station KDKA will celebrate 100 years of radio broadcasting in November, and Pennsylvania Amateur Radio will run a multi-station special event. Special event stations K3K, K3D, K3A and W8XK will set up and operate at several locations in Pennsylvania during November. Stations will determine their own modes and schedules. Visit the W8XK profile on QRZ.com for more information on certificates and QSLs. Now for DX News, Remo HB9SHD plans to be active as 8Q7RM from Candolew Island, IOTA reference AS013, from the 2nd to the 29th of November, activity holiday style, on various HF bands using CW, SSB and digital modes, QSL, HB9SHD. Bob, W0YBS, will be active as V31CO from K Corker in Belize until the 13th of November, activity 80 to 10 meter bands including 30, 17 and 12, using CW, SSB, FT8 and RTTY, QSL, W0YBS and Logbook of the World. Robert, S53R, plans to remain in the Afghan capital city, working in his spare time as T6AA until mid-December. Now for contest news, please remember to check before the contest for new rules due to lockdown or social distancing, which may differ around the world. The RSGB advises you to obey your own national and local government advice first, especially in the instance of local lockdowns. The UKEI Contest Club DX contest ends its 24-hour run at 1200 UTC today, 1st of November. This is SSB only and also has a 12-hour option. UK and EI area codes are multipliers for DX stations and all QSOs made by UK or EI stations between the hours of 0100 and 0500 UTC are worth double points. For the rules and other information, go to ukeicc.com. On Monday, the Autumn Series contest runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC, data only, 3.5 megs band with the exchange being signal report and serial number. Tuesday, the 144 megs FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 1955 UTC, followed by the All Mode, 144 megs UK activity contest, 2000 to 2230 UTC. The exchange is the same for both signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the UK EI Contest Club contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC. 3.5 meg band only exchanges your 6-character locator square. Next weekend, the Marconi CW contest runs from 1400 UTC on the 7th to 1400 UTC on the 8th. 144 megs band exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLA-G4BAO on Friday the 30th of October. Last week saw more evidence that solar cycle 25 is definitely underway. Large sunspot group 2778 caused the solar flux index to rise to 82 and then got even better when it was joined by active region 2779, which pushed the SFI up further to 88 on Thursday. This is the first time we've seen the SFI in the 80s for some time and a clear indication that things are changing for the better. Both regions were responsible for B and C class solar flares, but nothing that impacted the ionosphere too much. In addition to the sunspots, we did have the lingering effects of a high-speed solar wind stream from a coronal hole, which saw the KP index rise to 4 across the weekend. This corresponded with the SSB leg of the CQ Worldwide contest and did have an adverse impact on propagation. The elevated KP index continued until late in the week and was still at 3 on Thursday, preventing the ionosphere from completely recovering. Nevertheless, PropQuest.co.uk shows that over a 3,000-kilometre path, maximum usable frequencies often exceeded 24 and even 28 megs at times. 10-metre FT8 proved popular with the eastern states of the USA, Mexico, South America, Cuba, Malawi, Kenya, South Africa, as well as India, Malaysia, Papua New Guinea, all being logged on Thursday. As for next week, the Stereo Head spacecraft shows a couple of sunspots returning to the Earth-facing solar disk. Regions 2775, 2777 are coming back, but it's difficult to know how active they will be. So as we enter November, NOAA predicts the SFI will be roughly 74-75 with quite calm geomagnetic conditions. The KP index is predicted to be 2 by Monday, which bodes well for HF. With a seasonal improvement in ionospheric conditions, a quiet geomagnetic field is possible, and possible sunspot activity the next 7 days could be quite good for HF propagation. Now for VHF and up, we ended the previous week with very unsettled conditions, bringing rain and strong winds at times, and this pattern will continue into the first half of next week, so once again we expect gigahertz band rain scatter to be on the propagation guest list. There is a suggestion that a ridge of high pressure will move into Scotland midweek, gradually extending its influence southwards to make tropo a consideration. That said, the ridge may get overwhelmed by returning low pressure next weekend. Recent unsettled weather, which is usually driven by strong jet streams, would be perfect for summer sporadic E. And it's worth saying that even out of the traditional sporadic E season, FT8 may bring the occasional surprise. Definitely worth a periodic check on 10 metres and up. The moon's declination is still rising, reaching maximum late on Thursday, so moon visibility windows continue to be long. The moon is just past apogee, so path losses are still high. 144 meg sky noise peaks at 500k on Wednesday. Continue to keep an eye open for low VHF auroral propagation, and remember we're just over 2 weeks from the peak of the big Leonids meteor shower. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me for this week. Until next.